your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. And we have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour, where he answers your questions about training, nutrition, supplements, and more. Then, top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Luke Taberski. He just produced an amazing documentary called The Ultimate Triathlon, 2,000 kilometers in 12 days. We're going to talk to him about that experience. But without further ado...
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Got to be honest, man. I am angry. Angry over the government's recent actions, which... against Kraton, which you'll be hearing more about today.
It's really sad.
It really is, because there are a lot of people out there in chronic pain or who otherwise got off opioids with Kraton. And, you know, it's the same old, here comes Big Brother.
That's exactly the problem, and we'll get into it later. But what you just said, they got off opioids. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have something to pimp first before we get started.
Yeah, just real quick, if you go to fastmusclebook.com, you can pick up what's been called my best book yet, 15, Fast Muscle Building, 15 Bodybuilding Secrets to Grow Drug-Free Lean Muscle Mass. And here's the best part. It's just 99 cents. And the information doesn't stop there. You're going to get three amazing bonuses. You'll get the best of 2015 issue Blueprint Bulletin. You'll also get my Fast Fat Loss Special Report and the Drink Video Training Webinar, where I'll show you how to make the absolute best muscle-building fat loss shake you've ever had. So altogether, there's $50 worth of bonuses alone. Never mind the book there, for 99 cents. I'll call that a best buy.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And without further ado, let's get to our first question, which is presented by Greg Geldart. He says, I heard the news about Kraton last week. Obviously, people are pretty upset, including me. He's saying him. I am too, and so are you. Was there something that triggered this, or did it just run its course and the FDA had to act? I'm interested to know if there is any story behind this.
Yeah, well, for reference sake, last week the DEA announced Kraton would become a Schedule I drug. It's in the same category as heroin. Now, to generate negative publicity about Kraton, they even referred to it as an opioid in their press release.
And it does interact with the opioid receptor, but as a frame of reference, alcohol doesn't get you drunk because it stimulates the ethanol receptor. It actually is toxic to the GABA A receptor, and that's why it has that effect. So this notion would make alcohol GABA. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, needless to say, they don't see it that way. What we've got here is more government stupidity.
Yep.
But yes, there's a story behind it. It goes like this. Schedule 1 means that the substance has absolutely no medical value It's addictive and a major threat to the public. The government would have you believe this is true of kratom. They're full of it. Here's why. Very quietly, the FDA, along with universities, are doing studies on the benefits of kratom and its alkaloids. In fact, they have been synthesizing these alkaloids in an effort to develop a new drug containing those actives. That drug is called PZM21. So what the DEA is now stating will take place is kratom will be listed as Schedule 1, but for only a two-year period, meaning anyone who imports, possesses, sells, or distributes the plant material will suffer the same penalties as if it were heroin. So let's look at it from the DEA's, the FDA's, and most importantly, the pharmaceutical company's perspective. It's very simple. Bye-bye, kratom. Bye-bye competition and hello profits for Big Pharma.
That's all this is about.
Yeah. Now, you may ask, you know, how is that an opportunity if it's Schedule 1 and even the drug companies aren't allowed to handle the alkaloids or their analogs? Simple. Once all the kratom suppliers are out of the picture, the drug companies pay the DEA to change kratom to a lower schedule where it'll still be illegal, but they can now use the alkaloids in their analogs as a prescription drug. Boom. Market takeover, and they get all the profits from now outlawed kratom. So the government is right when they say it's a major threat. It's not a threat to the public, though. It's a threat to Big Pharma's painkiller profits. You see, it goes like this. This is how the game is played. It's always a four-step process. First, they ignore it or dismiss it. You know, they'll say it doesn't work. If it's still catching on, they'll proceed to step two. It's dangerous. If that fails to scare the public, then we go to step three. It's so dangerous, we have to ban it. And once the ban is in place, you proceed to step four. Quietly reintroduce the compound as a prescription drug. They did it with GHB, and they're doing it again with kratom. The DEA, the FDA, and these other government entities are simply lapdogs for Big Pharma. Because remember, they donate tens of millions of dollars every year to both Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
In return, lawmakers, right, and enforcement agencies do their dirty work. If any, you know, in any other context, this would be called bribery, corruption, and all at the expense of the health of millions of Americans. What should be criminal is quite simply how our government works. So here's my challenge to them. Show me one death where kratom and kratom alone was the cause. Just one. Show me the bodies piling up in emergency rooms across the country. Show me the addict who needs it so bad he's knocking over 7-Elevens. You can't. Because the truth is that it's been used for thousands of years without incident. It's about as addictive as coffee, and it's far less toxic than acetaminophen. Here's another outrageous fact for you. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show that more people die from legally prescribed drugs than from heroin and cocaine combined. The CDC has even classified this situation as an epidemic. Anything being done about this epidemic? Nope. You know why? Those big donations to both sides I mentioned before. You see, owning both sides make sure Big Pharma's profits are protected and damn this epidemic of people dying from their drugs. To combat this, I feel something radical needs to be done. And that's something will be discussed in the Blueprint tip of the day.
You know, that the opioid market is bigger than just the opioid market. So many people are on opioids as painkillers that they suffer from opioid-related constipation. There's a whole host of drugs to get them out of being constipated.
Yeah.
The opioid market has other drugs that have to be taken with the opioids to counteract the negative effects of opioids. We're talking about tens of billions of dollars a year. I've received emails from people. I read one of them on the Casual Friday last week from a guy who works at a nuclear facility. And he got off of oxycodone for pain by using Kratom. He said that he feels better, more clear-headed. They'd rather he be on oxycodone while he's working in that nuclear facility. So I mean, just think about the stupidity and the short-sightedness of this government allowing. I mean, this is just silly, folks. It's just silly.
It's beyond silly.
I wouldn't use GHB because GHB was dangerous. It really was. I mean, you could take too much GHB and really harm yourself. And taking GHB for long terms has been linked to some neurological disorders. And they were using it as a date rape drug. I mean, the GHB just got, it really got abused. But that's not Kratom. That's not Kratom. And there's no reason for them to be doing this except it threatens the profits of a very, very big industry, and that's the pain management industry.
Totally.
Panos Antonakos, what's your take on creatine for both seasoned guys and people just starting out? Should I take it before workout or after?
Yeah, this is a good one, and it's kind of long overdue. Usually, people just roll their eyes when creatine questions are brought up, but after 2 decades of being the undisputed king of supplements, it's worth revisiting. So first, let's talk about beginners. It's my opinion that you shouldn't touch creatine until you've gained your first 20 pounds of muscle. Why? Because one of the things creatine does is volumize the muscle cell by attracting water. And it's pretty clear that the more and bigger muscle cells you have, the more you can enlarge them through cell volumization. It'll also teach the trainee what really builds muscle. Lots of hard work, food, and rest. So to do things the other way around is to teach them that muscle comes from pills, powders, and potions. You know, besides, 10 pounds is chump change compared to what many years of arduous training can accomplish. The more advanced man likely has had several runs with creatine and understands more accurately what it does and doesn't do for him or her. In practice, I find it to be no miracle. Now, sure, 10 pounds in as many days as possible, a few more reps here and there. But nobody's built their body with creatine, no matter what anybody tells you. Once you're loaded, you're loaded. The cell isn't going to hold anymore. So at this point, it's best just to keep levels topped off and enjoy its other benefits. So next, we get down to types. Plain old creatine mono is probably your best buy. And per the studies, plenty effective. You want micronized creatine, if that's your game, to minimize bloating and cramping. Two other forms I like a lot are crealkaline and creatine hydrochloride. Both are more efficient forms of creatine versus mono. Now, I'm not going to get into the creatine wars here because I just think they're silly. So I'll just leave it at that. They're more efficient, those two. Take it post-workout, as the latest studies support that timing. Finally, you know, you want to use around 3 to 6 grams of beta-alanine a day alongside creatine. Here's the reason. Studies suggest trainees gained 3 times the amount of muscle and lost almost twice the amount of fat as creatine alone. Folks, that's a big deal. So even if you don't think your beta-alanine works for you or you don't notice what you think you should notice, you want to tag team it with creatine. Both should be in the drinking water, in my opinion.
That's good. That's really good. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question to answer from Steve Williams. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com and Synthogen.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym?
You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Remember this song from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
Say that again?
Remember this, the theme song from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Clint Eastwood?
Oh, man, I live a sheltered life. Very. The last movie I saw was Top Gun.
Oh, yeah. Well, this came out around then, too. Steve Williams says, I have listened to the show for years and love it. During that time, I've also seen many of your recommendations validated. But when I heard you say that new Synthogen was as good as steroids, my BS meter went off. I really want to try it, but it's not cheap, and I'm sick of products that promise the world and don't deliver. I guess what I'm asking is, does Synthogen X2 come with a money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. But before I get into that, I want you to understand why I compare it to steroids and then give you, say, call it the story of a recent skeptic. When OG, or as I call it, or original Synthogen hit the market, the reviews were even better than I expected. And part of that, a big part, has to do with the fact that there's an immediate effect. So, you know, you take it in and around the workout, and it's like a shield, like armor plating against muscle damage. But it doesn't speed you up like a stimulant. It doesn't slow you down like a depressant, nor does it alter your senses like, let's call it Phenibut or maybe Kratom. People just weren't expecting it, and it caught many of them by surprise. So right off the bat then, there were recovery comparisons to the best steroids. I'm talking Test, Deca, A-bombs, etc. So with X2, we decided to really ramp up its strength, Blitzkrieg-like recovery. Right now, today, I have guys taking 700 milligrams of Test a week, 200 milligrams of Deca plus Anavar. They report they recover much faster when they add Synthogen to that arsenal. So how good is it? Frankly, I get something every day from somebody who's blown away by it. This past weekend, I picked up an email from Gerard Falzo. He admitted first ordering it with the intent of proving it didn't work. I mean, literally, that was his mindset. So if anything, X2 was behind the eight ball. What happened next shocked him. He threw everything he had at it. He hadn't trained deadlifts in over 2 weeks, maybe three. Then did them for eight sets leading up to 325. Then he performed five sets of singles with that weight and then dropped it down to 225 and performed four sets of wide grip deadlifts with isometric holds at the top. Now, I think you can agree that especially at 63 years old, he should have felt some soreness that night or the next morning. Instead, he reports he felt nothing. Mind you, you know, he had a full workout plus these deadlifts during his training session. And remember, his mindset was for, you know, X2 to fizz out. He didn't want it to work. Here's the bottom line. He came back and ordered a case. At this point, I don't know what else can be said that already hasn't. It's simply a must try.
You know, and these are, I see the testimonials because Rob forwards them to me, and these are real people. And, you know, you may get one or two people who want to be like, I'll pimp your product and then, you know, you'll promote me too. But the people that are pimping it, they don't want, like the one guy that we had on the show, he's Special Forces, right?
Yep.
I mean, he was like, he didn't want really any publicity. Several of these people don't want any publicity, but they're legitimate people who are seeing amazing results using this supplement, which begs the question, why aren't you using it? Really. This question comes from Johnny Gray. I got your email about Kratom being banned, and it goes into effect September 30th. My question is, if I stock up, am I in violation of the laws for mere possession? Can I still order it from Indonesia after it's banned here? They say it's going to be a Schedule 1. That's some pretty heavy-duty stuff. Any Kratom alternatives?
You know, these are some really good questions. And while I don't have all the answers yet, I do have some of them. So let's take it from the top. Kratom and its two primary constituents, mitragine and 7-hydroxymitragine. will be temporarily placed into this Schedule 1 on September 30th. The DEA proposes designating the drug as Schedule 1 for at least 2 years. And after that time, the status could be extended permanently. Any final order, according to the DEA, and listen carefully to this wording, quote, will impose the administrative, civil, and criminal sanctions and regulatory controls applicable to Schedule I controlled substances under the Controlled Substances Act on the manufacture, distribution, possession, importation and exportation of, and research and conduct of instructional activities of these opioids. One more time, there are no opioids in Kratom. The government is intentionally calling them that to up the hysteria factor. Of course, they know full well there are no opioids in Kratom. They're just lying to get what they want. So it seems that while it'll be in Schedule 1, they have not yet established penalties for possession. They also speak to putting Kratom on this list temporarily. And listen, you can bet your life it's going to be there for a while, at least until Big Pharma gets their drug approved. So the consumer now has a vexing dilemma. After September 30th, how do they get Kratom? The domestic vendors are all going to be out of business. So the next logical thought is importing it from Indonesia or like location. Unfortunately, at least one major supplier I'm aware of won't be shipping any to the U.S. after September 15th. If you do have a package already en route, it's questionable whether or not it will make it through, right, customs. Yes, there are creative ways to getting it through, so it's possible you'll be successful in getting it. As far as I can tell, and I'm not a lawyer, but as far as I can tell, there are no penalties right now if it gets, quote-unquote, discovered. They'll likely just send you a letter indicating that they'll be keeping or destroying it. Personally, I would order domestic and fast. You've heard me before, milehighkratom.com. You know, you can use discount code VIP20 there for 20% off. The stuff is going fast, though. Finally, I have, in fact, identified not one, but two Kratom alternatives. Now, this isn't what people typically think about. You know, I know people are probably saying, oh, he's going to say kava-kava or like substances. You know, they're not. Fortunately, the ones I found are little known, and I keep on planning it I plan on keeping it that way. Blueprint Bulletin subscribers will be getting the name of those compounds, though, before October 1st. So I hope that helps.
And on that note, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Pow Hour.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website.
Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Every time that song starts coming back from a break, I feel compelled to tell people that's not me clearing my throat. Because I know that I clear my throat and I get caught sometimes on the air doing it. Rob Heenan. I don't know if it's an advancing age or what, but I keep getting injured. Join the club. I train every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. One workout is chest and back. The other is shoulders, legs, and abs. And I perform only big basic lifts because I don't have time for anything else. This all gets worse around the 1 month mark when I have dropped the weight I use way back or just stop altogether. I try adding weight every workout. That might be a mistake, but it's impossible when my tendonitis flares up. I have some shoulder issues too. What can I do to fix this? Synthogen. I'm sorry. I know you're not going to say that, but I'm going to say it. Synthogen. No.
You know, your first and biggest problem is that you're using a fixed training schedule. And by doing so, you'll always have just one or at most 2 days of recovery between workouts. I'm talking Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You're correctly trying to lift heavier and heavier weights, but this is just going to exacerbate the issue. Because as the weights get heavier, the stresses grow in your body. As those stresses grow, you need more time between workouts to supercompensate and grow larger and stronger. Not more creatine, not more protein, more time. So I would consider a one-on, two-off schedule to start.
I'm doing that right now because I don't want to get injured again. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, well, listen, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. You know, go start with a 1-on-2 off and go to a 1-on-3 off.
I was just going to say, and there's some days where I'm not going to go in because it's the second day off, but I'm going to take an extra day. This is the problem. This is the mistake that most of us older guys make. When you're young, you can hit body parts 2 and 3 times more often and get away with it. When you're older, you have to do the same thing with recovery. You need to extend your recovery, not get back into the gym right away.
Amen, man. Because to not make these adjustments is just to invite stagnation. You know, again, any fixed training frequency is always going to result in overtraining. The other strategy that you might find helpful is the old York heavy, medium, light method. You don't see this much anymore. As the name implies, you have a heavy workout on one day, a light workout another, and a medium in between. You know, this worked well for many of the old-timers, and it still does today, too. It's just very difficult to discipline yourself not to lift heavy. The other strategy your body has forced you into it is you can work hard for 3 or 4 weeks, and then you need to take some time off. And during that time off, you can still perform cardio, sled pulling and pushing, just no eccentric or lowering of the weights, no exceptions. Don't be surprised, though, if you're stronger when you get back. I don't mean just a little bit stronger, a lot stronger.
Okay. The next question comes from Tommy. I hope I'm pronouncing this right. Is it? It's Cassio? I
think that's right.
Okay. He says, long-time listener, first time asking a question. Who had the first creatine? What company? And how did it get so big? Even the general public knows what it is, which I find interesting. Anything new I need to know? I see so many different forms today, it gets confusing.
You know, this is a real interesting story. So, circa 1992, two gentlemen out west had a small company called Experimental and Applied Sciences, EAS. Ed Bird and Anthony Almada. They had been toying with creatine and were convinced of its potential, but had no way to reach the mass market. Enter one Bill Phillips, who offered to fly them out to his Denver offices to discuss it. Phillips was, at the time, CEO of Muscle Media and Mile High Publishing, a company that had been built to that point on metrics. There were problems with metrics, though, and it was looking like he would be losing the right to sell it exclusively or altogether. In other words, he needed a new product to sell. The meeting almost never happened. Shortly before leaving, Phillips called both of them saying he wasn't sure it would be worth their time. You know, maybe you guys shouldn't come out. He briefly questioned if they really had something in creatine, which was a stark reversal of his prior keen interest. Almada and Bird were perplexed. They wondered whether, you know, Phillips was genuinely losing interest or using that for leverage for a better deal. End of the day, they made that trip. Phillips got his creatine, and Bird and Almada gained access to Phillips' marketing machine. That machine went into overdrive. You saw article after article in Muscle Media extolling the virtues of creatine's almost miracle muscle-building properties. The money started rolling in, and of course, when that happens, problems crop up. Ultimately, Phillips bought out Almada and Bird for, I think it was $1 million each. So, elaborate new corporate headquarters were built for EAS, which he used that name now. And the new name, right, kind of reflected what their mission was, Experimental and Applied Sciences. It became known, this headquarters, as the Purple Palace, or literally the house that creatine built, not far off the mark at all. So as for anything new with creatine, there always seems to be something positive going on. The latest I've seen and read was myostatin inhibitor, and it's being studied in pregnant women. You know, the latter, in an effort to ensure bigger babies in the event that they're determined to be underweight at some point during the pregnancy. I would just make sure to keep creatine levels topped off once you're loaded, because this is one supplement that doesn't appear to need to be cycled. So, long story short, get loaded and stay loaded. Hope that helps. Yeah, creatine is a real interesting story, how that all came about.
Creatine, you know, Dr. Jeff Galini was involved in that because they, when Bill Phillips needed someone to manufacture it, I was under the impression that Jeff was the one that was making it for him.
Really?
Yeah, because he had, you email him. You've got his email address, right?
Yeah.
Email Jeff and ask him, where was he in the introduction of creatine? What was his role? Because he actually was manufacturing it.
That's real interesting.
But he was the manufacturer. He wasn't on the front end.
Yeah, there was another company, or maybe it was a subsidiary. I don't know. Ashdown Laboratories in San Diego, California. They had a creatine monohydrate. I'll never forget it. Black and red bottle, and I ordered 100 grams, I think, for like $80-something.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. That's what Jeff said. He said when they first introduced it, he didn't believe that anybody was going to buy it because, like, you had to buy 3 jugs of it to last a month, and that was going to be like $300. He's like,
yeah.
Who's going to buy this stuff?
Well, you know what, though? At the time, Phillips's word was gold. He pitched metrics to the masses, told them it was a superior product.
Yeah.
And it was, certainly, to those products during the day.
Without Bill Phillips, nobody ever knows who Dr. Scott Connolly is. Because there's so many great ideas for supplements out there, but unless you make people part with their money to try them, nobody ever knows.
That's a good point.
Yeah. All right, let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, we got the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs, revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit ironmaglabs.com. ironmaglabs.com.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Well, Rob's going to drop a bomb. Really, but you know what? I think that the term that you're going to use doesn't necessarily mean what it used to mean, but it definitely needs to be done.
I've changed it a little bit. Yeah. But here, listen. Here's the blueprint tip of the day. Why our government needs a complete overhaul.
Yeah.
So the recent events banning Kratom are just the latest in a series of stupid moves our elected officials have made that all but ensure a miserable future for you, your family, and sadly, your children. I'm going to give you some pretty sobering statistics in this segment, but in order to fix things, you need to know what you're up against. So here then is how your government sold you down the river and why something needs to be done about it. During the 1980s, Congress passed legislation that allowed companies to offer 401k retirement savings plans instead of traditional pensions. Literally overnight, Congress let corporate America put the onus on you to save, invest, grow, and withdraw for your golden years. Now, previous to this, they were doing it for you, right? The pension. Every company had a pension. They funded it. They managed it. They made sure that you were able to withdraw and live on it until you died. By instead offering you 401k plans, it is the equivalent of giving you financial cancer. It's like walking into a doctor's office and having him tell you, Carl, you've got cancer. You know what, though? You look like a bright fellow. Here's the physician's desk reference. Figure it out. You're on your own. Okay? That's one example. But, and continuing on that theme, these 401k plans, let's say you manage to save $1 million. At age 65, you decide to retire and withdraw 50 grand a year. Mind you, 50 grand isn't exactly living high on the hog, and that's before taxes and inflation, which means your 50 grand a year is likely going to be considerably less than that. But let's say it's sufficient, okay? This still means that in 20 years, you're out of money. So at age 85, what are you going to do? Are you going to go back to work? Will anybody want you? Will you even be healthy enough to get back to work? And, oh, those congressmen that did this to you, they made sure their government pensions stayed intact. No 401ks for them. How about our national debt? which now stands at $19.5 trillion. Since September 30 of 2012, the debt has increased an average of $2.38 billion a day. That means each citizen's share of that debt is over 60 grand. Do you have 60 grand laying around? I didn't think so. Neither do I. 4 years at a university, on average, costs around 200 grand today. The current average student loan debt for graduates from a four-year college or university now stands at $26,600. And that's, okay, that's not a private school, that's a state school and so forth. Private schools and universities are much more expensive. Try saving for retirement when you graduate $26,000 or more dollars in the hole with no guarantee of a job. Now, speaking of that job, you better find one that can't be offshored to India, the Philippines, or elsewhere. Congress, why? Congress, again, saw fit to make that possible, too, thanks to them passing NAFTA. So in 1992, when Ross Perot was asked about that, he said, if it passed, the giant sucking sound you would hear
remember that?
Would be jobs leaving the country.
Right.
And boy, was he right. Congress knows how badly this has hurt Americans. They've held many hearings about it. And to date, they've done nothing to fix it. Why? Because corporate America gets away with paying foreign workers peanuts and no benefits. In some cases, laid-off American workers are made to train their foreign replacements before being kicked out the door. Corporate America, like Big Pharma, donates big money to our elected officials, so fat chance of NAFTA ever being repealed. Kratom is wrong? Wrong. Foreigners taking American jobs is wrong. That's what should be made illegal. Now, we can elect new representatives, new senators, even new presidents. But I'm here to tell you, it's not going to do any good. They are all beholden to special interests, which again are big business and big pharma. You know, they are not going to let go of the monopoly that they have on the profits they're making, which means your congressman will vote the way Big Pharma and big business tells them to. Tens of millions of dollars from Big Pharma go to both Democrats and Republicans, you know, and that's what makes sure their profits are going to be protected. In any other context, this would be considered bribery. In the United States, though, it's par for the course.
Well, but we're seeing that politicians operate above the law. We're seeing that in the media every day right now. They operate above the law. You and I will go to jail for smaller indiscretions within the same category of indiscretions that most of them don't. They don't even get a slap on the hand. And
you believe it.
It's really, I got to believe that. I don't care what party affiliation you have. You've got to be getting tired of this.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me bring this full circle now to Kratom. Your government claims it needs to ban Kratom because of a, quote, imminent threat to the public's health. The real threat is to Big Pharma's painkiller profits. It has nothing to do with the public welfare. So here's the bottom line. Another election isn't fixing this. Only another American revolution will.
Yeah, however that revolution happens. I mean, it doesn't have to be guns and blood. It can be, you know, the people have a lot of control. I said this before the housing market bubble crashed. We were in the gym training one day, and everybody was pissed off about something that the government was doing. I said, You want to get the government's attention? Stop paying your mortgage. If a large percentage of Americans
put that money in an escrow account to say, look, I've got the money. It's not that I'm delinquent, but I'm putting it into this escrow account because I don't like the way these things are going. The mortgage companies would have had to go to the government and said, look, we're going to collapse. They have the money. Just do what they say and we can get the money. You know, we have the ability to make the government buckle, but you can't organize people's opinions long enough to get them to do anything. That's the strength the government has over us. They keep us disenfranchised until election year. Then in election year, they lie to us and get us to move in a certain direction. Then right after the election's over, they disenfranchise us again. And it's very, very skilled. And on the subject of college, of universities, listen to this. Harvard University, as of 2014, had $36 billion in their endowment fund. Yale, $23 billion. Stanford, $21 billion. Princeton, $20 billion. Massachusetts, MIT, $12 billion. Texas A&M, $10 billion. Folks, these schools have enough money to give everybody a college education for free. What the F are they doing with this money? Why are they holding on to billions of dollars? Why? What do they know that we don't? Is the world coming to an end and they're going to be protected? What are these universities doing with these billions of dollars? And then they're straddling people with these ridiculous amounts of college tuition. We don't need a way to fund tuition. We need to stop this usury approach that colleges engage in. It's ridiculous to pay $100,000 for an education to a university that has $36 billion in savings. I mean, you want to get mad? Don't get mad at the government for not funding your child's education. Get mad at the universities for gouging people and then saving all that money.
I'm not saying the government should pay for...
No, I know you're not. But because kids come out... Look... Kids come out of school with a burden today that we didn't have when we were young.
Right.
My son is going to be a physician's assistant. When he graduates, he'll have over $100,000 in student loans that he'll have to pay back.
Jeez.
He doesn't even have a job yet. And then on top of that, $60,000 towards the national debt, which he didn't ask for. I mean, he asked for the education, but he didn't ask for our government to overspend. I mean, if you ran your home the way the government runs the country, you'd be living in a shoebox. You'd be living in a box underneath the viaduct at the interstate because you'd get kicked out of your home. Your electricity would be shut off. You couldn't buy food. Your kids would get kicked out of school. The government, they just tax us or print more money. The government needs to run the government the way we run our households. You make $2,000 a month, you spend $1,900, you save $100. No, the government doesn't do that. They make $2,000 a month, they spend $6,000 a month, they just tax the crap out of you.
And sooner or later, on that, concerning that $19.5 trillion of debt, sooner or later, those sins are going to come home to roost. And what's left of the American middle class will probably be taxed in an attempt to make up for it.
Yeah. Very sad.
What's left of the American middle class.
Very, very sad. Very, very sad. Think about that, Rob. Harvard, $36 billion stocked away. What the F are they saving this money for? Why don't they just give people educations?
Yeah, I know. I know. The college I went to, granted, this was, I don't know, back in 92, it was 10 grand a year.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got tuition assistance because my father was a truck driver, my mother was a beautician. I didn't come from doctors and lawyers. I got tuition assistance on top of that, and I worked. I worked the entire time I was in college.
It's like... $47,000 a year now.
Yeah, instead of $47,000 for 4 years. Hey, Rob, next week, brother.
Thank you, Carl.
Synthogen.com, SYNTHAGEN.com. Go there and get Synthogen X2 today. We'll be right back.
Now, the
the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
You know, a triathlon is probably one of the greatest examples of human conditioning, drive, pushing the human body to exceptional limits. And it's used to test people's mettle, to be honest with you. My next guest is Luke Taberski. How you doing, Luke?
G'day, mate. How you doing? Nice to be back on.
Yeah, very good. And glad to have you back on. And when you were on last time, you talked about this. You talked about the fact that you were getting ready to shoot a documentary. called the Ultimate Triathlon, 2,000 kilometers in 12 days. In fact, we asked people to follow you on your website, and so the documentary is done, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's done. The event finished on the 1st of November last year, and it wasn't a big production. I didn't have a massive team. Basically had one guy who was my cameraman, plus a few other crew members that had me going from Morocco to Monaco, only three other people, and they had some other GoPros and action cameras that they filmed it. And this one guy, he has made an absolute masterpiece. He's so talented, and it's all done and dusted. The world premiere is on September the 18th, and I'm ready for everyone to check this out and see my journey.
So where can people go, first of all, before we start talking about this, where can people go to watch the documentary?
So the best place to go to is www.theultimatetriathlon.co. It tells you all about the event. It's got the trailer, the 60-second trailer that shows us a little glimpse of what I went through is on there. And there's also a book tickets page. As soon as you open up the homepage, you'll see it. And I'm actually having screenings all around the world. I'm having 11 confirmed screenings so far in Australia, in the UK, and also in LA on the 11th of October. So if any listeners are out there on the West Coast, come and check that out. And if you can't get to a screening, it will be available as a download this month as well, later on towards the end.
So let's talk about this. This is an amazing, I mean, you obviously prepared for this. You've obviously done triathlons before. Was this really the hardest test of your medal?
Before I go into that, I've done one triathlon before. And I say that, and people will go, what do you mean? I've only ever done one triathlon. That was a double Ironman distance triathlon 2 years ago before this event. A year before this event, 18 months ago. And I've only done endurance sports for about 4.5 years. And I came into it from a soccer player's background and threw myself into doing these ultra long challenges. So I don't have a huge long history of doing triathlons and this and that, whatever. I've just thrown myself into the deep end. But yes, this was the most difficult thing I'd ever done physically. And the documentary shows that because quite literally, without giving too much away, I passed out at some of the end of the days of the documentary, and one day I was still on the bike.
Oh, wow. So, wow, that's amazing. So did it ever pass your mind that this was crazy? I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm not going to be able to finish this?
Never, because I went into it with so much clarity that I was going to get from Morocco to Monaco, cover 2,000 kilometers in 12 days, that was it. My mind, I trained my mind for years. I've always been quite into mindfulness ever since the first time I was introduced to that as a 14-year-old kid back in Australia playing high-level soccer. And I've always practiced visualization, and I've always practiced really staying positive in situations that aren't all that positive when things are going south. So I was so clear in my goal, what I wanted to achieve. So that when things happened, like when I was passing out and I don't remember the end of days, and I woke up in a foreign hotel room somewhere in Spain, and I had, you know, 220 miles to cycle that day, I was like, right, okay, that day's done, let's move on. Or when I got injuries, there's a few injuries that happened and I had to adapt, and I had to change the goalposts, what I was trying to achieve and the way I was going to achieve it. I said, right, okay, here's the problem. How can I fix it? How can I move forward? And I adapted. I moved to one side, and I thought in this different sort of mindset, but I always was positive, and that's how I was able to move forward.
This is interesting. So for those of you who are listening to this right now, and you're thinking, like, just how much distance Luke had to cover in that 12 days, the equivalent of swimming 400 laps of a 50-meter pool, cycling the length of Britain, and then running 14 marathons all in 12 days. Think about the human, the potential of the human body to be able to achieve something like this and not die at the end on top of it. Because we all know the story of the marathon. The Greek who ran back to pass word about what was going on
with the invasion. He arrived, he gave his message, and he died. The marathon is named after a town in Greece called Marathon, and this guy ran from where he was all the way back to the city to tell them what was coming, and he died after running for I forget how many days or whatever it was. So the idea behind a marathon is to push the body to the brink of dying. Of dying. That's the ultimate test, right? You do something, you don't die. And this guy does this in 12 days. The amount of ground you covered. Talk about the swimming part. I'm not a big swimmer. Swimming scares me. You were swimming. What bodies of water were you swimming in?
I was swimming across the Gibraltar Strait. So from Africa to Europe. And in a straight line from point to point, the most narrowest point is 10 miles. So it's open water. It's known for its really strong currents, and it pulls you into the Mediterranean and drags you in there. And it's one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world.
Oh, dude, you're kidding. So they've got big vessels going through that channel.
You've got everything in the Mediterranean, where it comes in shipping-wise, comes through this 10-mile gap. And they're talking about tankers with hundreds and hundreds of cars. So they're massive. They're huge. You've got ferries going between Morocco and Spain, Spain to Morocco. You've got people who are out just in their luxury yachts going into, like the Mediterranean, going to Monaco and things like this. You've got all these vessels coming in and out every day, hundreds and hundreds every single day. And my little boat that I had to follow along, they had to keep in contact with all these massive big tankers, and I had to, make sure I was going at a constant speed, and I had to talk with them and make sure I made it across.
Wow, that's scary. So did you encounter any large vessels where you had to, like, stop going forward because they were right in your path?
Well, I saw them all the time, and it was really crazy when I started about 8 a.m. and there wasn't too much around, but as I started swimming, and the swim took me 5 hours and 11 minutes, and I covered 15 miles in the end because of the currents. But you see these big tankers and you think, oh yeah, they're a fair way away. And then you start swimming and they're coming closer towards you, and you're swimming towards them, and then it's getting closer and closer, and it looks quite close, but across the water can be quite deceiving. There was a few times where I was a bit concerned of thinking, should I speed up or should I slow down?
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
sure, but
right.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a bit like cat and mouse. So I trusted my crew. They knew what they were doing. Now, this is what they did. They got people across the Gibraltar Strait all the time. And some of the times, I must admit, these were a bit close, but I turned a negative situation. Oh, I didn't get scared. I didn't get worried. I went, wow, how cool is this? I'm swimming really close to this massive big tanker that's probably got cars or furniture or built anything. I don't know. But how cool is this? I'm in the middle of this strait in the ocean, and I'm really close to this massive tanker. So I sort of made it out as a bit of a joke. I thought, wow, this is amazing. I'm swimming right next to this thing, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool, but what about the wake? I mean, I've got to believe that those tankers cast a very, very large wake that goes for very long periods of time. Did you encounter those wakes? Did they push you back a little bit?
No, not really. I didn't get that close to be able to hit the wakes, but at the same time, the ocean's just choppy there. You know, it's renowned. You go to the southern tip of Spain, and it's renowned for, like, windsurfing and kite surfing because it's really windy. So the waves were quite choppy there, and they were throwing me up and down. I had to stay really strong not to get flipped over with these rising waves. And then the currents, that were the main things. So I swam for just over 5 hours, and there was 2 one-hour gaps. And I knew this because I got fed every hour.
Right.
And there was 2 one-hour gaps where my crew was yelling at me, go, you got to go faster, you got to sprint, you got to go, you got to go, you got to. And I was going flat out for an hour, and then they let me stop and have a feed. And another time I had this feed, and then they said, when you finish, you've got to sprint. And I'm sprinting as fast as I can for it. It was a whole hour. And my crew knew as soon as I stopped going 100%, when I just sort of dialed it down to sort of 95, they stopped being quiet, and they started yelling, no, faster, 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 faster. So they were on my back to go 100%. And I tell you what, if you've ever swam and you've tried to sprint for flat out for an hour, it's horrible.
I can't even imagine it. I really can't. I mean, it's amazing to me. It's an amazing feat
of strength and perseverance. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got lots more questions. We're talking with Luke Taberski. His website is theultimatetriathlon.co. You can go there now. You can see his path and also watch the documentary. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ketones are being called the fourth macronutrient because the body loves to use them for energy. Now you can leverage the hunger-fighting, mood-elevating effects of ketones with Keto OS. Take one package in the morning and don't eat again until you're hungry. You won't feel lethargic and you'll be alert and focused. Try Keto OS today. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the Keto OS banner ad to take advantage of the 5-day experience trial package. Leverage the power of ketones with Keto OS.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Luke Taberski about his documentary the Ultimate Triathlon. The website is theultimatetriathlon.co. So, Luke, then the next 5 days you spent cycling, correct?
Next four and a bit, mate, because most people would go, well, I swam from Africa to Europe. It took me over 5 hours. I'm going to put my feet up and get ready for the bike. I got out of the water and basically gave myself just over an hour to get on the bike, and I had 70 miles to cycle that day after swimming of quite a few hills.
Wow. I mean, this is nonstop for you. There's no downtime. There's no rest in between. And I would imagine that everything you're doing is on the go. Like you said, you're eating on the go, stopping minimally. Did you employ any special nutritional approaches, the ketogenic diet, the being in ketosis, endogenous ketones, I mean exogenous ketone supplements are all the rage right now for endurance. Did you just eat a traditional diet, or did you do anything interesting strategy-wise?
My diet has evolved over the years. I've been an athlete my entire life, but especially over the last 4 years, I've approached a more high-fat diet. I wouldn't say it's the ketogenic diet. I have dipped in and out of ketosis, I feel, a few times, but I feel like I'm best for me. That's worked for me is quite a high-fat diet, but more fat-adapted, so I'm not producing a lot of ketones or any ketones really. But I am quite fat adapted. So this is how I've been eating and feeling on my big adventures for the last 4 years. And I eat only real food. I don't eat anything processed. I don't eat anything artificial. So I was eating things like nuts and avocados and seeds. And there's the only sports nutrition product that I use is a company called 33 Shake. And they have these chia energy gels, which is basically all chia seeds, a little bit of salt, a little bit of Madagascan vanilla extract, and just a little bit of coconut palm sugar. It comes dry, you add liquid in it, you shake it up, and you slurp it down, and it's a chia seed gel. And that's the only sports nutrition product that I'll use. And I'm using a combination of them and all the natural seeds and avocados and things like this. And then when I would stop for like a lunch break or a dinner break, because, you know, I was doing between, I think, 17 hours and 12 hours a day, or 14 hours a day, I would have a big salad. And the salad would have things like just all the fresh ingredients from the local area, and also some ham, some Spanish ham, some cured Spanish ham, downed in olive oil. I use amazing Villa Capelli olive oil from Italy, but it's available in the States as well. And yeah, I just love that stuff, and I used to just douse it in it. And we went through, I think, nearly a 3-liter tin in the 12 days. So it was quite high fat, trickled in some carbohydrates in the form of small amounts of fruit. I don't eat a lot of fruit, but I had some like quinoa crackers that I had along the way as well. But that was basically how I fueled. So quite literally, it's what I normally eat on an every day, except, you know, my breakfast I normally have now is a mashed up avocado with some like spirulina and some maca powder and raw cacao and some seeds and nuts. Well, I was having two avocados and quite literally two big handfuls of seeds and nuts all mashed up together with loads of coconut oil.
Wow, that's interesting. But you've got it down pat. You know what works for you, and that's interesting. So the run portion of this was about 1,200 kilometers, right? Or a little, maybe 1,300 kilometers. You literally ran up the coast of Spain, right?
The cycle was 1,300 kilometers, and I cycled all the way up.
The cycle. I'm sorry. Did I say run?
Yeah. You got me a little bit tired there, thinking about running that long. The cycle. We hugged the coast of Spain the entire way as much as we could. We had a few little twists and turns that you'll see in the documentary. One day on the bike, I passed out at the end of the day because it was like a 225-mile day, and after like no sleep, and my crew lost me for the final couple of hours because I took a wrong turn, and they thought that they were behind me, but they were in front of me, and they went around. That all this stuff happened, and they eventually found me non-responsive on the bike, still cycling. As soon as they got me off the bike, I passed out in the back of the van. The next thing I know, I woke up in a foreign hotel room the next day. And then, you know, I'm pushing myself that hard. My hamstring got a small little tear in it. So I was pedaling with one leg. And then eventually after just over 4 days of cycling, I finally got to the border, just before the border of France where we've got to end. But there's so many things, Carl, that happened. You know, there was a run-in with the police that I'll let you find out in the documentary and all this crazy stuff. It was an adventure in itself, just a cycle league, even before I started running.
Wow. That's amazing. And then you had a run after that. And you averaged, it looks like, about 80 kilometers a day, some days more, some days less, but average, on your run route. And this has to be, after all of that, you've got to be exhausted. Then you have to start running.
So this is how the day's finished. If I was conscious, this is what happened. If I was unconscious, basically they would, which happened 3 of the 12 days, I was passed out. I was unconscious. I was unresponsive. I have no idea when I went to bed or even how I got to bed. But the other days, we would get in, we would get me fed. So same thing, big juicy salad with loads of like nutrient dense, vegetables and seeds and nuts and things like this. Loads of avocados, olive oil, you know, maybe some eggs or things like this, to top up with some protein stores. And then I'd shower and then they'd get me into bed. And while I was in bed, most of the time, as soon as I laid down, I was asleep. My girlfriend, who was my medical officer, she's a sort of physical therapist, she would start doing a bit of massage on my hands or my feet from holding onto the handlebars and pushing on the pedals, and my legs and whatever else needed. And then literally I'd get between 2 and maybe 4 or 5 hours sleep and then get up and do it all over again. And that's what happened like every day. And then the run leg was, yeah, just pounding the way, ticking over. And then there was another big event that happened in the run. I tore my quadricep quite badly.
No
so
kidding.
I had this big quadricep tear, which you see in the trailer. If you watch the trailer on the ultimate triathlon.co, you see me hobbling. And I still had to get to Monaco covering the 2,000 kilometers in 12 days with that torn quadricep.
So which quad muscle did you tear?
I actually tore the rectus femoris.
So this was a tear in the muscle belly itself, I take it, not an attachment. It didn't come completely off, right?
No, it didn't come completely off. But it was, there's a junction right in the middle of your quad where you've got 3 of the 4 and it started to come apart. And, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't good. You can see what it was like if you watch the trailer on the website, because I'm hobbling. I had it taped up. I had it strapped up. You know, it was bad, but I was focused on achieving my goal of going from Morocco to Monaco and covering those 2,000 kilometers in 12 days. And, you know, I don't want to give too much away because I want people to go and check out this film, but it's extraordinary. And I can detach myself from the film and just look at it as a human feat of, it's physically, it's amazing what I did, but also what the mental, the strength that I showed. And I learned so much about myself from how strong I was mentally to be able to get through each and every day.
Yeah, no, I agree. That the mental part of it is probably 80% because that's what pushes the body. So have you had a lot of media opportunities to talk about this, especially here in the United States? Are people reaching out to you and going, wow, you know, we want to interview you?
There's been a fair bit. I wouldn't say there's been loads, but it's been a fair bit. And it's been great to reconnect to those like yourself on Superhuman Radio who have interviewed me prior to this. But there's been a few podcasts, and I'm trying to get out into some you know, different magazines and other avenues as well in the media. And just, you know, it's me. I don't have an agent. I don't have a PR company or anything like that. I'm always looking for the right fit. But I'm promoting myself, and I'm promoting myself in the US, I'm promoting myself in the UK where I live, and also because I'm from Australia and I have quite a few fans out there, I'm promoting myself out there. So I'm bouncing between these three countries and trying to give everyone as much sort of exposure and as much sort of content as I can. But sometimes, you know, I get missed along the way. But I'm trying to get out there as much as possible, which is why I'm having a screening in LA on the 11th of October. You can book tickets via the website, theultimatetriathlon.co, and then from people can download it so they can watch it as well and get in touch.
Have a party.
And ask any questions.
Have a party at your house and invite people over for appetizers and watch this documentary. So now that you've got this under your belt, Are you already thinking about some other superhuman feat to challenge?
Of course. This is my life. I'm an endurance adventurer. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that I can announce what I'm going to do next year, next month. I've still got a few little tweaks, and I've still got a few bits and pieces I've got to organize, but I'm hoping I can announce it next month, and then I'll be doing it at the end of next year.
Come on the show when you're ready to announce it. I want to let my audience know, too.
I would love to, but at the moment I'm preparing for these screenings all around the world. I'm writing the book about the ultimate triathlon, and there's another book coming out next year as well. I'm trying to write a kid's book about the 2,000 kilometers in 12 days, my journey from Morocco to Monaco. It's a bit of an adventure story for some kids. But yes, there's going to be a few books coming out next year. The documentary is going to be available online. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to inspire people with all my motivational speaking and my coaching that I do for other athletes. And I'm just keeping on living life and, you know, inspiring people to live theirs.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting. I commend you. And congratulations. And I want everybody to go to theultimatetriathlon.co. And if you can't go to one of the screenings, download it. Share it with your friends. Luke, thanks for being on the show. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks, Carl. It's been a pleasure, mate.
Take care. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay put.
From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, leave. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
We have some really amazing shows this month. In the vein of therapeutic approaches to treating cancers without chemotherapy or radiation, we're going to be interviewing the spokesperson from the Max Love Foundation. I had the opportunity to meet these folks when I was at Quest in April. The story is amazing about a young boy who was literally sent home to die at like 6 years old with brain cancer. And his parents did not believe that that was his destiny. Both parents very well educated. The mom was an administrator, school administrator. She left her job to care for her son. And not only is his tumor, I believe, completely gone now, without the standard of care, by the way. In fact, the doctor tried to gently discourage the mom from doing what she was about to embark on doing. But she has started the Max Love Foundation to help other parents. You know, no one wants to see their child die before them. That's a terrible, terrible thing. And there are a lot of parents out there that are struggling with young children who have cancer, and they're being told that there's nothing that can be done. Go home, make the child comfortable, and get ready for the inevitable. And there's a lot of parents out there not willing to accept that advice. And they are changing medicine. They're changing it. So we have that. Also, a recent article in T-Nation poo-pooed exogenous ketones. I was sent an article by a good friend of the show, Ron Rossi. And I forwarded it on to Dr. Dominic D'Agostino, and he's coming on the show to rebuttal it. Tons and tons of misinformation and misinterpretation of the science. So we're going right to the source. We're going to the guy who's really doing all the heavy lifting in the area of the ketogenic diet as a therapy for diseases, as well as exogenous ketone use. Elisa and I had dinner with Dr. D and his lovely wife, Sheila, this past Sunday. They were here in Louisville for some other business, and we got to hang out with them. And the things that he is working on are just unbelievable. So he will be coming on hopefully this week. I think he may be coming on Wednesday or Thursday, tomorrow or the day after. Elise is working on that now to answer some of the questions raised by that T-Nation article. And we've got lots of really great shows this week. So hopefully you can tune in for most of them. And if not, if you can't listen live, there's always the podcast. And thank you for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow.